A philosophical discussion with avid bird hunter Brian King regarding chukar hunting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I prefer our dogs to point and hold forever until we get in the right position. So I don't want them to flush. I want to flush the chukars myself. I want those dogs to locate them. You know, they need to really stay off the birds. Like, I'd rather my dog pointed those birds 20 or 30 yards away so that I could catch up to them, because usually they're way out ahead of you, and then get the other guys in so we can corral them a little bit. The best chukar hunting terrain in North America, in my opinion, is Eastern Oregon and the Idaho area around the Snake River. And then you can get down into Nevada around the Winnemucca area between Jordan Valley and Winnemucca. So those are the best chukar hunting places in North America. And we're just fortunate we happen to live right in it. And because I grew up in Ontario, that's predominantly where I hunt. So, you know, the Brownlee area and basically between Burns and Baker and Jordan Valley, kind of that little triangle right in there is high desert, lots of rocks. Got to find water. Make sure you got a four-wheel drive. Make sure you got a shovel and a jack with you. You know, it's not the gentleman's quail hunt on a Georgia plantation. It's get yourself ready to hike 10 miles, and you better be in shape because you're going to work your butt off. And that's half the fun of chukar hunting, too, is you've got to work so hard for them. And when you finally get into them, it's very rewarding.
Most chukar hunters I know use 20-gauge because of the hard trek.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.